the soldier business at a conference that William Booth was having with his men. He said, we are all volunteers. And someone says, I'm not a volunteer. He said, no, not a volunteer. I'm a soldier. And William Booth sort of took this idea, I suppose, in the 19th century, the sort of military style was a perfectly acceptable one. I mean, certainly, you see, he was somewhat autocratic. He was an absolute genius, really. But, I mean, the army has moved away from that very autocratic style of leadership. It's much more a servant leadership. But, I mean, he served the people of East End and the whole world, really. But the uniform, I suppose, it seems strange. I mean, it sort of grew somehow. Somehow people wanted something that showed what they were and identified. And lovely story about the lady who started the first refuge. She put the girls to work. They would draw the crest on a jersey and they embroidered it. And of course, the bonnet was a way. The army was very, very maligned to begin with and had a lot of opposition. And in their open-air meetings, things were thrown at people. And there were a few martyrs, few people were killed. But the bonnet had a degree of protection for the face. Anyway, you know, the soldier image, which is scriptural, you know, it's there. Be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. It's and put on the whole armour of God and all the rest. It's there within the Bible, and also the discipline. You see, the army officer goes where he or she is sent. You know, they don't choose where they go. They're sent. And there's a very sort of marked, I suppose, leadership, a respect, you know. And the thing is about the uniform, the army is quite a relatively small organisation, but it does have an influence beyond its size, because it's visible, you see. And if you go anywhere in your uniform, people will approach you. I sat on a train going up to Dundee, and a woman came and sat. She says, I am going as far as this train goes, and then I'm going to commit suicide. And I had to sort of say what I could to her, so, you know, that was heard by the others. And I took her off with me at Dundee, and I put her at one of our homes. And she didn't go as far north as she could and commit suicide. Then she came back to London, and she was forever turning up. She was not at all. You know how you need a lot of patience with some. And then, if you please, in the end, she married a London City missionary, and I went to her wedding, and I looked around, and she, in her service at the wedding, she had got almost all the army's most distinctive counsellors. They were all there. She'd worked her way round them all. I was beginning. But we were so glad that she... You see, the uniform, you know, people will talk to you. They will share. And, of course, we have to work rather hard to keep it, because our youngsters, they wear their casuals. And we old things think they should be in their nice uniforms, you know, they should be clearly identified.